Hi, can I speak to someone from the Civic Centre Shopping Centre?
It's number one. I'm probably not pronouncing it right, Civic. Oh, sorry, yeah, CIRCAL retail.
Okay, so I've been trying to get in contact with someone now for a while. I'm a cleaner, and me and my cleaners, we are hired privately from the doctor surgery. Now, every night when we go to clean this place, everyone up there is lovely. We know everyone at the shops, we all get along. There was two boys or young men on push bikes. They've been there now for about 3 or 4 months, just constantly threatening and harassing the cleaners, okay? So I've told them to ignore them. Now, this has kept going to the point that last Friday, one person was there and he looked about 17 to 19 on a bike. He waited for him to come into the car park, watched them, and started threatening them, and then followed him into the centre, threatened them again, and then sat outside in the food court just watching them. Now, he did this Monday, he did it Wednesday, and he did it Friday. Now, we've got to go back tonight. I don't want to deal with it, and I have to worry about the safety of my cleaners. So what's the problem up here? Is there security? Like, what's the go? Yes, please, because one of them was hiding down in your bin room where we have to put the rubbish out. Like, it's getting serious, and he had a knife on him Wednesday and was actually threatening that I had my two sons get called. Yes, my sons were called up there. So there was four grown men, and he still wanted to take them on. And I said to him, like, we can't take this kid on and lose my job because word of mouth, I've been in the business for over 12 years. I can't lose it because of some stupid little thug. Like, I don't know what to do. Castle Bill, you said. So my name's Holly. Yeah. 0414 705 884. Yes, and the other concerning thing is, like, I'm just worried because it was four boys that got, like, who jumped out at the bin room. What if that was a lady or something, or an older man on his own? That was Wednesday. Like, he didn't go holding it up to us, but he just made a point of saying he had it, and I actually said that he'd probably full of shit. But then I seen the handle in his hand in his pocket, and I could tell. I don't know whether he's on drugs or he has mental issues, but something bad's going to happen. Yeah, no, the knife and the other dangerous, really dangerous thing is on Wednesday night. he was, when the cleaners were trying to leave, he's on his push bike riding right next to the car, like threatening them. And like they said, they nearly ran him over. Like, not deliberate. Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye. Bye.